amazing spelling, Mississippi.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Crooked letter I. Jump back I.
Really?
That's how that works?
So there's a song.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S, not I.
Right.
A lot of people spell it with an A.
No.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Well, that's if you're Southern, you say Mississippi.
Mississippi, yes. Well, what do we say?
They know how to spell it. They just say it that way.
I like to say Mississippi.
Coming up later in this half hour, the focus on ghosts and Halloween. It is October. The month of October is Halloween month.
Oh, man, don't remind me.
So why? You have all kinds. You spend money on costumes and stuff?
My daughter already has her costume.
What is she going to be?
The Pink Power Ranger.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Pink Power Ranger.
Yeah, and Sean wants to be one of the characters out of one of these video games that he's not allowed to play.
Ah, perfect, Richie.
Yeah, but the costume's cool. But, I mean, they're just, Daddy, when can we decorate the house? Daddy, when can we go get the pumpkins? Daddy, when can we go?
Daddy.
My daughter is more jacked about Halloween than she is Christmas.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, it's all in the media. Wait till Halloween's over, then you'll be jacked up about Christmas.
Exactly.
They already have their Christmas list done.
Of course they do.
Their Doug Amazon Steffen wish lists.
And Larry, I was going to say, Doug Steffen and Larry Fuss, why am I, he's on my mind.
I'm Larry. Right.
Yes, Jennifer can be Larry.
You.
Richie can be Larry, and Kenny can be Larry, and we'll all be Larry.
Which one is Mo?
Curly. I'll be Curly.
Okay.
So we have the situation that we've talked about, political situation, governmental situation, all of those things, like there was nothing else happening. Good news, the private sector, hello, the private sector has added 160,000 jobs in the past month. No thanks to anybody but those people who are the entrepreneurs who have started businesses and are hiring people. And with that, I congratulate the three winners in our Dream Big America contest so far. Looky Lou Light from Kansas City, created to provide photographers with skill, anybody who's got any kind of skill. This is a way to get children to look at the camera when the camera goes off. That's very clever. We also have a winner from St. Louis. The company's called Curate. It's a mobile-first iPhone application that helps you more easily communicate with each of your closest relationships. And then there was a jar with a twist from Raleigh, won this last month. And there's a great, great story behind that. Peanut butter jar. You push the stuff up from the bottom of the jar. That's basically what it is.
Yeah, it's like chapstick for peanut butter.
Yeah.
A chapstick container for peanut butter.
Yeah. So all those folks have won. If you'd like to participate, all you have to do is go to the Dream Big America website, dreambigamerica.us. Or you can go to dougsteffen.com, find your way to that logo, and find out a way to describe what it is that you're doing, and we'll give you an opportunity, give you a shot at becoming an entrepreneur. And that's really what it's all about. The American public, the people, need to encourage more of this sort of thing. I'm certainly all over it and would like you to join me. There's an interesting poll today at dougsteffen.com, which is based on a story that we're carrying at the web news site. Kentucky Fried Chicken, now known as KFC. They can't be called Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore because a lot of what they serve isn't chicken. It's fried, but it's new. It's not any longer real chicken.
What is it?
It's the cut up bones and gristle and fat.
Okay.
So it's chicken.
It's chicken. No, it's just not the chicken parts you want.
Right.
Right. Well, depends on whether you're a dog or not, probably. I'm sure Charlotte would love it. At any rate, they have come under fire, Kenny, for serving up a new product called Go Cups.
Yeah.
And the reason it's controversial is because it encourages you to eat your fried chicken whilst you are driving. And that apparently is not sitting.
That's convenient.
Too well. Well, but it doesn't. It's like how is that any different than texting or taking your eye off the road? You look down and eat the find what's in the box and eat it, bring it up and eat it while you're going down the highway.
What's the deal? They've had drive-thrus for 20 years, 30 years, and you get food on the go. Why? Just because it's in a cup now, is it any big deal?
That seems more responsible.
What, and to have it in a cup?
Better than just like ripping into like a box. That's a little harder to handle.
Well, but how do you hold on to it? You're supposed to have both hands on the wheel, right?
But you put in a cup holder.
Well, but you just have to reach over and, well, I guess, yeah.
By the way, I just snoped your little, they can't call it KFC because it's no longer chicken.
Yeah.
Here's what it says on Snopes. KFC, okay. Here's the claim. KFC no longer uses the word chicken to describe its product because it serves meat from genetically engineered animals that the government will no longer permit them to refer to as chicken.
I didn't say that.
So they're mutant chickens.
Yeah, I didn't, that's not what I said. But go ahead. What does it say? It's no
false.
Yeah, right. Thank you, George Soros.
They're still chicken?
Yeah, George Soros owns Snopes, by the way.
It's not that. They say it. Pieces of chicken that are chopped up that aren't. I didn't say anything about the genetically engineered chicken. That's basically what all that stuff is. No matter where you go now, the chance of you getting a free-range chicken, a real chicken, versus chicken that's grown in a big barn with 35,000 other chickens in there for 2 months, and then they turn them upside down, chop off their heads, and send them to the factory to be deflowered, not deflowered, defeathered. Maybe.
Maybe that too. How you doing, chicken?
What kind of factory they got going there?
Anyway.
Oh, it's okay.
What?
It's like from the animal groups who are against the way.
Of course.
Eating and killing animals are morally wrong. Okay, so it started there.
Eating while driving is just as dangerous as talking on the cell phone or texting, according
to
National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Eating while behind the wheel increases the risk of an accident by 80%. Allstate Insurance says that eating and drinking, the most frequent causes of distracted driving, and according to the survey by ExxonMobil, 70% of drivers eat while they drive. Fried chicken tops the list of the 10 riskiest foods to eat.
No.
Because it's all grease.
No.
No, yes, that's what
Taco
the thing
Bell.
Says. Taco Bell?
I would love to see the list of which drive-through restaurants are the most dangerous for traffic accidents.
I always wonder how people can eat tacos. Yeah. I mean, I get the whole burrito thing because it stays contained, but how hard? It's got to be hard to eat a taco on the go.
There's no way you can drive and eat a taco,
especially when the shell breaks.
Yeah.
And it's just no
sloppy, ooh gooey, sloppy. And gooey.
I gotta say, Taco Bell kills more people than any other fast food restaurant.
Which restaurant?
Probably.
We should probably do a survey on which restaurant.
Which restaurant
more people.
Do you think causes more traffic accidents than any other fast food?
Unless
restaurant?
You're trying to eat like a salad with a fork, that might be hard. Remember, McDonald's had the salad in a cup for
a
while.
A McShaker, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, our poll today, do you eat while you drive? A, yes, almost every day. B, occasionally. C, I try not to, but I still do once in a while. D, no, I do drink coffee while I'm behind the wheel. And E, no, I don't eat or drink anything while I'm driving. I stopped at there's a little fish place that I stopped at when I'm coming from the farm in Dudley back to the farm in Framingham. I was moving some cows over the weekend, so I stopped and got some fried clams. And I put them in the holder with my drink of lemonade and put it up on the dash. And somebody pulled in front of me and stopped. So the lemonade all over the
clams.
All over the clams. All over the dashboard. All over, just a mess.
And you didn't have a top on this lemonade?
No.
Why not?
I started to drink it already. All right, anyway.
So that's a straw?
No, Rich, I don't use a straw, but thanks for asking.
Why not?
Because it would mean it would stick into the windshield and be harder to drink.
Huh?
Right. All right, can we get to Lisa? Enough of this.
I hope so. We need some help.
Yes, we
help
do.
Us.
Absolutely need some help.
We'll attack the point that you're eating fried food and sugary drinks a little later, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, I managed to get... Well, I have... Listen, I eat well most of the time. Every once in a while, I go off. I love fried clams. What do you want from me? I love fried clams. Especially in the summertime. You can't get, by the way, good fried clams. And when I'm in California wintertime, you can't find a place where they serve clams. Can't.
Yeah.
They don't have
find
them.
A few places that have, well, never.
And if you do find it, you don't want to eat them. All right, ghosts and Halloween. Lisa Lano joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Ah, delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch he brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Help! 19 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Lisa Lano is, I don't call it, resident psychic at the Good Day program. She's somebody that comes on the program because she has a gift, and she's interesting. Lisa M. Lano, L-A-N-N-O, is her web address. Ghosts. Halloween. What sort of, in the world of psychic phenomenon, is this just kind of nonsense, or is there a connection that we can make? Because a lot of times people misrepresent what you do and misrepresent the whole idea of the connection to the other world.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, good morning.
Morning.
And lemon juice works, too, for invisible ink, by the way.
Lemon juice on invisible ink. Okay, thank
and
you.
Lemon juice makes invisible ink. Yeah, when you got kids, you know that. But
for
anyway.
Those of you who are trying to figure it out, we were talking about invisible ink and the fact that it's made from urine and how it can be red. So lemon juice, Richie, write that down.
Lemon juice works. The kids do that.
Thank God, my kids are at home peeing all over their notebooks right now.
Very good.
That was good. Yeah. Okay, serious face. Basically, what you're talking about is like when we go, quote, ghost hunting. Is it, you know, just a bunch of nonsense?
Right.
Not really. I think that a lot of the TV shows, you know, it started with ghost hunters, and they started with trying to help families out, and then it went, you know, gets a little crazy because it gets commercial.
All right, so then let's talk about ghost hunting here. I just wanted to get you in and people's juices flowing so we can actually then focus on the issue of ghost hunting and ghost hunters here with Lisa Lano at 21 after. This is Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi Kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. TerraGanix. Life's getting better.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I are talking to Lisa Lano about ghosts and Halloween's. Halloween ghost hunting. This is the Casper ghost thing is the friendly and happy and not real ghost. There are such things as ghosts, but they aren't called ghosts. Ghosts have that word as a connotation of being negative, does it not, Lisa? I'd like to just answer something.
Maybe a ghost
probably,
got her.
Probably help if I push this button here. Yeah. There you go.
All right. So try it again. Whatever you're saying, Lisa.
Yep. I use the word ghost just to differentiate between somebody who has died and not crossed over and the spirits that I talk to of your friends and loved ones who have crossed. So the ghosts would be the ones that are stuck. But as far as ghost hunting, I mean, what we do, my team is called Gone Paranormal, and what we try to do is to help families that have issues. I mean, we are doing some commercial things now as well, but people that have issues that say, God, there's something in my house, or, you know, my kid is scared of his room, and, you know, we'll go in and try to, with the equipment, and with my abilities as a psychic as well, but we will go in and actually try to get answers, even psychological. Sometimes somebody honestly is just craving attention and making things up or faking photos. I mean, so we go in with an open mind, non-judgmental either way, and try to help the families involved and to help the ghost to become a spirit if they want to go. So that's how we do it.
Lisa, let me ask you this. I have had several friends who say in their sleep they talk to their dear departed ones, loved ones.
Okay.
And how do you differentiate between something in your subconscious that you want and something that is actually physically happening? How do you, the paranormal person, find out the difference between the two?
Well, first of all, what you're talking about honestly would have nothing to do with ghosts. It would be your own ability to be able to receive a message from your family member. And, you know, we get to the point where we can understand and figure out the difference between just a dream about somebody and an actual visit when they come and they tell us that they're okay. You know, if you're dreaming that your ex is chasing you around and ready to kill you, you're probably just dreaming. And that would probably be a psychological mind.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are dreaming that, you know, mom comes to you and says, I just want to say hi, I love you, I'm fine, and oh my God, it was such a great visit. Those are visits, but as far as the paranormal, people don't have to be a psychic or anything to see, hear, feel. I mean, they're in our realm. They're in our realm. They're dead, but they're in our dimension.
Well, how do they make their presence known, though, really?
Oh, lots of good things. I mean, they could be silly and misplace stuff on you. They can give you a cold spot. You can see them brush by. You can hear things. You know, the chains and knocks in the night, that's not exactly fake. I mean, some of them know they're dead. Some don't know they're dead. it's more complicated than people think.
And exactly. And I think a lot of people who see ghosts aren't really seeing ghosts. And I think a lot of people who don't see ghosts are really seeing ghosts, if that makes sense.
It could be. Well, like I said, we go in with the equipment and try to get actual evidence, whether it be video or audio.
Yeah.
And it's it. You really have to scrutinize it. And, you know, when we do an audio session, if you so much as have a growling stomach on the audio, it sounds like something really creepy. So you have to tag it and say, that was my stomach growling.
Interesting.
You know. Yeah, it picks up every little thing, so you have to really be careful and look at people and say, that person is just really craving attention. And, we'll go in and check, but, just because I have psychic abilities and mediumship abilities doesn't mean that every time I go to somebody, I say, oh, my God, it's paranormal. It's not always. Sometimes it's explainable through the structure of your home, through the building, through something that's going on with your TV flashing on and off. Well, maybe it's got something to do with the cable or the electricity or. We have to take all that into consideration.
Do ghosts, let me ask you this, because you bring up an interesting point. Do ghosts attach themselves to electricity?
It seems to. Well, what I meant about electricity was, when people call and say, my lights are going on and off and stuff, we'll try to find a physical reason as to why it's doing it first. Electromagnetic fields is basically what they talk about. So the same piece of equipment that you would use to try to find a stud in the wall is the same thing that we use to ask them to come to us. So, yeah, I guess they are. They are definitely attracted to electricity. But if they want to make their presence known, they do, no matter what. We let them know we're there to help if they have any messages, if they want any help. And then I'll use what abilities I have to just kind of focus and see who they are and what they want. We just found somebody at a couple people at Dark Manor in Connecticut. And it's a haunted house attraction.
Dark Manor.
That is really haunted.
Sounds like something out of Quentin.
Yeah.
There was Dark Shadows. Remember that?
Yeah.
But that's all meant to... The trouble with ghosts or the way they're commonly consumed is that people are afraid of them, and that's the way the conventional media portrays them, except for Casper, as not true at all. And I think that's what you've helped to dispel here. A little bit of info on ghosts as we begin the month of Halloween on Good Day. Check out Lisa's website, LisaMLano, LANNO.com. Always great to have your inspiration here, Lisa. Thank you. 28, 29 past the hour.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Good day.
Sounds like shoe.
Doesn't it sound very Supremes?
Yeah, very Spectre-ish.
Yeah.
Really? That what? Phil Spectre-ish?
A little bit.
Nah. The wall of sound are you talking about?
It does.
It's got the bells and stuff.
I disagree. Video of the day at DougStephan.com today comes from an unnamed high school marching band whose tuba section had a mishap while the band was performing at a halftime show. The good news is nobody was hurt. The bad news is that about 500,000 people have already watched the video.
This is awesome.
So if you want to find out what everybody else is chuckling about, you'll check it out in our video of the day box at DougStephan.com. There are all kinds of things, excuse me, that are fun. They are also, why don't we, this is a pretty interesting reality, Richie. The video that we have up, we keep accumulative. You can see four of the most recent videos at any time on the homepage, pretty much as you log on to the Good Day website, DougStephan.com. I think you can go to Good Day and it'll go to DougStephan.com, doesn't it, Kenny? Sort of
it does,
automatically.
Yes. Good Day show.
All right. Yep. So anyway, The we have a cumulative running. I mean, we keep them back as far as we can. I mean, we got dozens and dozens and dozens of them.
Yes.
That are really very cool. So you'll see the video of the day, or at least for the last week, if you check out the homepage at DougStephan.com. So my suggestion is that you try two or three things today if you haven't seen them. The school marching band is fun. And also, the video today, another YouTube sensation, his name is Mr. Forthright. He reminds me of Irwin...
Schiff? Zucker?
No. Irwin Zucker, the promotion and slow motion guy.
Oh, my gosh.
The book guy, right?
Yeah. Doesn't this guy look like him? Look at Jennifer online and see.
He looks like him.
Yeah, it does look like him. Anyway, he's a guy who has a unique way of offering up advice on any number of problems. So we have one of his recent videos here telling you how to pretend to work at work. So you might want to listen to this, the audio. But the video is priceless because of his expressions on his face. But you can use your imagination as you listen to the audio from the video of the day today, right now.
You want to make a good impression at work without doing anything good? Come early, stay late, do nothing but pretend to work the whole time. Always wear nice slacks. Ironically, nobody equates nice slacks with slackers. Turn your computer screen so it faces the wall. Avoid windows, avoid cameras, but of all things, avoid supervisors and people wearing visors. because that's just weird. Block the screen by wearing enormous shoulder pads. In fact, wear that to work all the time, and people will leave you alone. Trust me. When somebody walks by, pick up the phone. Use Work Talk. I can have that by tomorrow morning. I'm finishing up those spreadsheets now. Yes, if you buy the second model, I'll throw in a free tiger. When in doubt, say you're working on the Disney account. No, I'm not watching Aladdin. I'm working on the Disney account. If someone questions your work ethic, question their authority, then fire them. Then, to cover all your bases, fake a heart attack. You know who's hard to fire? Somebody in the emergency room. One more vacation time? Say you got jury duty in Jamaica. It's an international trial about marijuana or reggae or something. Go to the bathroom. No one expects you to work while in the bathroom unless you're a plumber. If you're a plumber, avoid toilets.
Anything
that's
funny
costs.
To me, these are pretty
Even
good.
If
though.
You have to poo your pants. Actually, don't poo your pants. Sorry, I went too far that time. A distracted boss is a good boss. No one expects you to work when the office is flooded. Flood the office and call that plumber who avoids work.
That's pretty funny.
Perfect. All right, so that's the video of the day today.
Mr. Forthright.
Mr. Forthright, the DougStephan.com. All right, Uri Geller is going to join us in a moment. We'll find out now that he's on this side of the pond what's going on. His daughter's getting married this weekend, so you can imagine he's all excited about that. But more importantly, there are things going on that he always has something to... there's always a room or two in the house of conversation for Uri Geller, no matter what's going on. So Uri joins us in a moment on Good Day.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. I got to tell you something today. I'm afraid. Now, how many of us are afraid of something? It could be an animal. It could be a person. It could be an event. It could be the future. But have we ever asked ourselves, what does the word afraid really mean? Well, according to the dictionary, it is having a dislike for something. And I got to tell you, the dictionary actually had afraid of hard work, believe it or not. And afraid also means filled with concern or regret over an unwanted situation. I'm afraid I won't be able to go. But you know what? I have a different meaning for the word afraid. That means you don't have control. And because you do not have control, you're afraid of the outcome. One way to get rid of the word afraid, the emotion and the feeling that goes along with it, is to say to yourself, I'm in control. There's nothing to be afraid of. I know what I'm doing. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
18 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. You know what? This kind of stuff drives me nuts.
Here we go.
So, Uri is in a hotel in Los Angeles, and I'm sure it's the hotel that I know you like over near the park. Is that right? Are you in that hotel, the one by...
That's right. I am.
All right. So, we're dialing the hotel number, and we get into the switchboard. I swear to you, we were at this for 4.5 minutes before we found a live human being to tell them that we wanted to get to you in your room. And in the meantime, you got all kinds of... And then finally get to a live...
dial.
Yeah, I mean, by the time...
For toiletries, dial.
Ah!
So then I just figured, okay, well, I'll just dial his room. Bang, bang, bang. Sorry, now, that is not an option.
I swear to you that when I emailed you the hotel's number and my room number, I then thought to myself, uh-oh, you're going to spend half an hour talking to machines before you get to
And that's almost what happened.
We're encountering this lately. There are no more human beings. You can't, for instance, order things, complain, because it's like totally robotic. These answering services are so sophisticated now, but then you lose that human touch, don't you think?
Well, they really are that sophisticated because they screw you around.
The flip side of that, though, Doug, is listen to this. The bigger companies are getting this. For example, when you call Apple, you get a human. I called Amazon the other day just about a question about their music player, and I got a nice, nice girl who understood everything I was trying to ask and answered me and made sure I was taken care of before she let me go on the phone. So the really big companies, get this, hotels and car dealerships and all these other problems.
Yeah. All right.
And you know, when this happens, you're angry, frustrated, you're stressed out.
It's just annoying.
And I've learned to deal with it by thinking positive. You know, positive thinking reduces stress.
That's what Doug did.
It reduces by eliminating negative self-talk. And that's really important. And, you know, let's talk for just a few seconds about positive thinking. Remember that positive thinking helps with stress management and can even improve your health. And this is amazing because I've read, about positive thinking decades ago. And I learned how to practice overcoming negative self-talk with examples that of little meditations. For instance, think about this. We all know it. Is your glass half empty or half full? So how do you answer that, old question? It's all to do with positive thinking. It's all to do how you reflect upon your life. What is your outlook on your life? What is your attitude towards yourself? And whether you're really optimistic or pessimistic. And it may even, affect your health if you're a negative thinker.
Well, one of the things, by the way, I'm very excited to see you because it's been years, even though we talk every week, sometimes more than once a week. You and I have been great friends for a long time, and I'm really happy that you invited me to your daughter's wedding, which is going to take place on the beach in Malibu, right? That's where...
That is correct.
Yeah, that'll be fun. But
I appreciate it too, Uri.
Fun.
Okay. The last time I was... in a wedding on a beach was when Dave Stewart, if you remember him from the Eurythmics, got married to his girlfriend, and it was really a very amazing wedding because, first of all, it was very close to England. It was on a beach in France, in southern France, so the flight there was only about an hour and a half rather than 14 hours. But, Mick Jagger showed up, Elton John showed up, and they just started
singing without even being asked to sing. It was quite extraordinary. Natalie was with me, and Daniel was along there too with Hannah. And I think that she saw what a wonderful feeling it gives you just to be in open air.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have beautiful weather this week. Oh, it's
yeah.
great.
Yeah. One of the things, but to go back to what you were saying about positive thinking and the things that we all need to learn, I'm a good preacher of that message, but I am not always a good facilitator of that message. I still find myself, and that phone thing was a perfect example, how it is that, and by the way, it didn't. They don't care what I think. If they cared, they wouldn't do what they do. It just is what is. So if you're going to get yourself all wrinkled up about it, nobody's going to be bothered except you. And so,
yeah, you know, Doug, that is absolutely true, because some studies indeed show that personality traits like optimism and pessimism can affect many areas, you know, of your health, your mind, your well-being, and the positive thinking typically comes with optimism, and that is a key part of, let's say, effective stress management. And you've got to be optimistic all the time within your mind, within your brain. And what exactly you went through is a kind of a mini way to judge your effective stress management. And this is why when I wake up in the morning, and I've said it dozens of times on your show, that I am always in an attitude of gratitude.
Yeah.
And to all of you out there listening, if you tend to be pessimistic, don't despair, because you can learn positive thinking skills. And next time we speak, I'll just teach you some bullet points that you should adhere to throughout your life.
And how well do you think your children, your offspring, have learned that from you, and the other people, your brother-in-law who's worked with you for all these years, your wife, and the people who are closest to you? I mean, I don't know. There are a lot of people that are acquaintances. I mean, I think I'm as close to you as probably a lot of people, and it rubs off on me. But more importantly, on the children and those in the family, how does what you do think rub off on them?
Well, you know, they grew up most of the time around me and Hannah. And then even when they went to university, they were around us because the universities were close to our house in London. So they learned, from me at least, how to control anger. Because remember, 40 years, I'm 40 years around in show business. And because I'm in such a controversial field, I'm being attacked left, right, and center, you know, all throughout the 40 years. So I had to deal with that. And I've learned that positive thinking, you know, it doesn't have to mean that you've got to keep your head in the sand and ignore kind of life's less pleasant situations, which I was in many, many times. So positive thinking just means that you approach, let me put it this way, you approach the unpleasantness, that's a good word,
mm-hmm.
in a more positive and a productive way, and you think the best is going to happen, not the worst. So that's the way I taught Daniel and Natalie to think.
Yep, and they've done well on that, and I'm teaching that. I sometimes, what is it, I do as, the lesson is do as I say, not as I do sometimes, but it's coming around, and I'm eager to have as many people get it as possible, because that sort of relieves a lot of the tensions that are part of everybody's everyday life. Uri Geller, check out URIGELLER, urigeller.com. He's here with us conversing on the Good Day program at 51 after the hour.
Don't answer
it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfrelianceexpo.com.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time now in the service department for Warren Eckstein to come in and check the oil and the water, see if the transmission's running okay, got enough brake fluid.
Doug, he does a pet section.
Yeah. Oh, it's the pet. Wait a minute. I'm in the wrong page. All right, I want to find out from Warren. Richie, we need some time here.
Nah, it's all Warren. Right.
So Warren Eckstein, pet expert extraordinaire, one of my, I would say, good broadcast friends. Wouldn't you say you and I are good broadcast friends?
We get along.
It's complicated.
Okay, see if I send you a Hanukkah present. All right, so Charlotte's been getting into the poo in the barn.
Oh.
And I was, although I told Jose that if I saw another pile, see, they clean out the calf pens and they put the stuff that's got hay in it, they put it on the floor and then they go around with a wheelbarrow and pick it up. Sometimes they forget to pick it up. So last night, Charlotte came into the house and she stunk.
When you say get into it, do you mean she's eating it?
Yes.
Or she's rolling around in it?
And you share ice cream cones with her, you weirdo.
Well, not even
water bottles.
Yeah, anyway. So I was really annoyed, but I seem to I can't remember what that does, and so there are a lot of dogs who eat a lot of strange things, and it doesn't seem to affect them.
I had a dog once that ate the cat box stuff, like Almond Roca. I mean, popping those puppies.
Almond Roca.
All right, so Warren, aren't you glad you showed up for this?
My Cheerios taste funny.
Why do dogs eat poop, Warren?
Why, what happens to them?
There's a lot of reasons why dogs eat poop. Number one, if a dog was confined, like a lot of dogs are in kennels, and they have an accident, very often they would rather eat the mess than stay with it.
In some cases,
if dogs were overly corrected when they were being housebroken, they would rather eat the mess than be caught with it. But here's the situation. Very often,
Neither of those two things are true with drugs.
Exactly. So, but very often what will happen is if a dog, for some reason, all of a sudden starts doing that, there could be something with the dog's digestion or something in the diet that's missing. So it's not unusual for them to start eating unusual things. For example, in kids, when they start eating different things, it could be called pica. Not in York, because I don't think that's the case here.
You know when they eat rocks or something?
They can eat rocks. They can eat paper. They
right, so what could she? I'm feeding her the same nutritional stuff. The stuff that I have costs $70 a bag.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's not like it was cheap stuff, and it's that the kibbles and the vegetarian stuff that I've been feeding her for years, you know.
But how many times a day do you feed Charlotte?
In the morning and at night.
I would throw in the third feeding.
Really?
Not more food. I feed my dogs three times a week, and bulldogs are one of those.
Three times a week?
I mean, three times.
You're a horrible man.
Really? Yeah.
Call the ASPCA right now.
I've been wondering why she's looking a little thin lately. But I feed them 3 to 4 times a day. First of all, most veterinarians will tell you, just like with people, the healthiest way to eat is several small meals throughout the day. Mm-hmm. So even though Charlotte is getting all the nutrition she needs, and you're giving her the best food she needs, possibly during the day at 3 o'clock, Doug, when you reach for that Snicker bar, maybe Charlotte gets a little hungry and
well,
seems appetizing.
Charlotte has snacks with me. I often share the bars that I have. I have like Lara bars in the truck, and if I have an apple, she eats part of the apple.
But that's when you want her to eat.
Yeah, okay.
She doesn't grab the apple by herself. So it's not, especially a dog that hangs around in a barn scenario, not unusual for them to try to eat what the other animals are eating even after it's been eliminated.
Yeah.
You can stop it if you'd like, though.
Stop what?
Stop her from eating that.
I'm going to stop her from eating it by making sure the barn is clean.
Well, that's one way to approach it.
But stopping her would be feeding her more often, is what you're saying.
Well, you can feed her more, not more food. We don't want her chubby. Just
right.
feeding her more
she's
frequently.
She's very sleek and very healthy. Everybody loves her. She's checked out for those little nodules. I told you about the nodules she had on her butt, and I want to know whether to take them off or not.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't been here for this hour in 5 weeks, and I am so glad.
I'm glad you're here. Let me give you a little tip, though. I'm going to give you a great tip, though, because when I lived in Cobleskill, I was around a lot of dairy cows, and a lot of the dogs had the same problem.
Yep.
Take a couple of balloons, blow the balloons up. Put them in the manure area where the manure is, under the manure. When Charlotte goes to eat the manure, the balloon will break. It's like God corrected her once or twice, never again.
Uh-huh. Oh, that is so scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the dog poos, and then the cows eat that, and it's a vicious cycle.
I want the photograph of Doug placing a balloon in the cow poop. That's the photograph.
Do it.
I want.
Thank you, Warren. I'll be sure to get my camera and send it. We'll put it on Facebook.
Oh, go give Charlotte a kiss.
Not now, thanks. Warren, next time.
Please.
Good day. For 59 after on Good Day.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.